News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Iran war is far from over.
We're going to unleash Chang on these people in the next few hours and days. You're going to really begin to perceive a change in the scope and in the intensity of these attacks as, frankly, the two most powerful air forces in the world take apart this terroristic regime.
President Trump is refuting suggestions Israel forced America's hand in striking Iran.
No, I might have forced their hand. You see, we were having negotiations with these lunatics, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first. They were going to attack. If we didn't do it, they were going to attack first. I felt strongly about that.
Rubio also says there will be ways for Americans stuck in the Middle East because of the fighting to get out.
We have to be able to know where you're staying so we can get this information to you and coordinate appropriately. And it'll be a variety of methods, charter flights, military flights and transports, expanded commercial opportunities, and in some cases, land routes.
Although Tehran has kept up its retaliatory missile and drone strikes against Israel and across the Gulf, the pace of the attacks appears to be slowing. However, the conflict has also spread to Lebanon, where Iran-backed Hezbollah fired missiles at Israel, prompting Israeli strikes in Beirut. Stocks are sharply lower at the close on Wall Street as oil prices rise over the war in Iran. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem appeared before a Senate committee for the first time since two people were shot and killed by government officers in Minneapolis. This is Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
Madam Secretary, under your leadership, the Homeland Security Department has been devoid of any moral compass or respect for the rule of law. Without hesitation or remorse, DHS agents have wreaked havoc in our cities.
Noem defended the officers.
These violent terrorists have put them in a situation where it's unprecedented what these agents have faced.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The war in Iran is having an impact on sports.
Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Lewis Hamilton are among the sports stars whose schedules are in doubt because of the spreading war in the Middle East. Cancellations and travel shutdowns are already affecting events since the United States and Israel launched a wave of strikes on Iran on Saturday. Organizers of Formula One and major soccer games face deciding within weeks whether they can proceed as scheduled. Middle Eastern nations have become crucial to the world sports landscapes as event hosts, financial backers, and employers for some of the world's top athletes. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Olympic gold and goal scorer Jack Hughes is back on the ice after appearing with women's captain Hillary Knight on The Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live. Hughes plays for the New Jersey Devils. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.